This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A judge ruled today that Denver International Airport must pay Adams County more than $30 million for noise violations. The Denver Post reports that the judge ruled that the airport did not properly monitor airplane noise and thus violated a longstanding agreement between the parties. Adams County and nearby cities say DIA underestimates the impact of aircraft noise on residents. Governor Polis has ordered the National Guard to help provide cyber defense for upcoming elections. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
Colorado's National Guard is already deployed to help with the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic, but now they'll also help secure elections online. Authorities say the cyber operations will help monitor networks during the primary next week and in the general election in November to prevent cyber attacks, and also to help state law enforcement better talk to one another during any potential problems. The Guard has done similar work in the past, securing the last 7 statewide elections. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
With just over a week until the primary, more than 500,000 Coloradans have returned their ballots. That's about 15% of eligible voters. About 34,000 more Coloradans voted in the Democratic primary than the Republican contest. The majority of unaffiliated voters cast ballots in the Democratic race. More than 2/3 of the ballots returned are from people 55 and older. 81 partly cloudy in Denver, 69 with showers in Vail. This is CPR News.